The next slide is of one of our favorite things that they had quite commonly in the Hawaiian Zoo, and that's where the animals are kept on sort of islands. And that particular island shows a monkey on an island. And in the next slide, you can see a gibbon playing on the wooden frames above his island. You don't actually see the water down below. That was nice. The next slide is not very good. It's the last of the roll. But it shows Barbara on her island, the People Island, as a description of it. We thought that was pretty neat. It makes you question who is the animals and so. Anyway, the next slide is also taken from the zoo, and it's our last slide of Hawaii, and it just shows a mountain in the background. Their zoo was pretty park-like, and it was, all in all, a quite pleasant zoo. From Hawaii, we went on to Japan, stayed overnight in Tokyo while we changed airplanes, and also, I guess the main problem is there's a curfew in Korea, and from midnight to 4 in the morning, you can't be out in the street, so if you arrive in Korea at 10 o'clock at night, you're going to be really pressed to find a place to stay by midnight. Anyway, so we had an overnight stay in Tokyo, and they found a hotel, and in the morning we set off for Korea. From Korea, we arrived in Seoul, did a little in processing, and headed down directly to Daegu. When we arrived in Daegu, we went directly to Camp Walker, which is the next slide. This is a sort of overview, and along the left and circling around and encompassing Camp Walker is the city of Daegu. The city of Daegu has about 1.5 million people, and it's all in a diameter of 15 or 20 miles, which is quite compact, and there are a lot of houses close together. Camp Walker, in turn, is like a little bit of America. And so you can see the differing density, which tells you the boundaries of Camp Walker and the rest of the city, because all around Camp Walker, the open area with trees and red tile roofs, you see this very densely populated area. That's the city of Daegu proper. And then you have Camp Walker, a little bit of America. And that's one of the advantages of traveling with the Army, is that when you go to foreign countries, you can always take a little bit of America with you, and if you get tired of adapting, you go back to Camp Walker and back home. The next slide is of the building where I work. That's the 169 Signal Company. The Jeep out in front of it is the basic vehicle that I rode around in if I was going to ride anywhere. We had a Korean driver who was the driver of the Jeep, and it's a three-story building with offices down in the central section on the first floor, and barracks where the soldiers live on the first, second, and third floors everywhere else. The next slide is of the adjacent building. To give you perspective, you can see the same Jeep there. That's the 293rd Signal Company where I was supposed to go. I got redirected, but they didn't redirect me very far, which was fortunate because Daegu was the most pleasant of assignments, and those are the only two places in Daegu I could have possibly gone. The next slide is of the 169 Signal Company supply room, which is just behind the 169th Barracks. That's where I actually spent most of my time, and of course Chef Barbara out there front with the umbrella, which was quite necessary in Daegu because it seemed to rain on and off a lot and be quite muddy and wet. The next slide is of the chapel at Camp Walker. As I said, Camp Walker was like a little bit of America. They had one food store, one department store, one chapel, and most everything you'd expect, one gymnasium, a little bit of everything. That's where Barbara spent a lot of her time. The 169th Signal Company had a great many different sections. We had a communication center, a Mars radio station, and one of the things in particular was a satellite station. And if we ever wanted to call back to our family in Boston, we called via the satellite station. Well, the next slide is of what was commonly known as the golf ball. It was that Songso satellite station, and inside that big sphere is an antenna about as tall or almost as tall as the sphere. It was really quite huge, and of course everybody knew Songso as the golf ball. The next slide is also Songso. accompanying or right alongside of the satellite station or the golf ball were three generators. That the next slide is a picture of the 300 kW generators. They have three backup power systems for the satellite station, because that was one of the two links out of Korea back to the States. And that's a picture. And it also gives you a feel for the terrain. Songso wasn't located at Camp Walker proper. It was located at the village of Songso, quite a ways out, and it was surrounded by rice paddies and a pig farm. The next slide is of the rice paddies, which adjoined it. As you can see, the rice paddies are quite small and terraced, especially if you go up to a hillside. The terracing is quite extreme and the fields are quite small. The next slide goes a little bit into the method of farming they used in Korea. Since the rice paddies are quite small, it's really not possible to use a big tractor and